This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Touchdown, URN Sports Guide to the NFL. It's April and Dom and we're in person in the Napton Room. Anyone who does URN knows by now this is like a pretty much station-wide famous room. Have you yet to have a nap in the Napton Room, Dom?
No, I haven't had a nap in the Napton Suite, but I don't see how people could. It's sort of,
I don't know, it just feels like falling asleep in a coffee house. I wouldn't do it. Have you napped here?
No, neither.
No, I don't think the vibe's right for it. But we can't nap now because it's an emergency pod. It's our first emergency podcast, April.
Yeah, and it is an emergency because, I mean, we spoke about it on the weekend or Friday when we did the last podcast that, like, Tom Brady might retire because his team has just been knocked out. But now Tom Brady is retiring, so...
Or has he?
Well, we'll start with at the start, which was Ian Rappaport, a pretty famous NFL insider for NFL Network, reported that Brady is retiring, and also I'm pretty sure Schefter reported that as well. Mm-hmm. Both of these people are like very respectable NFL journalists, so like I do believe them when they say Brady is like going to retire. He hasn't confirmed that he's like going to renew the contract with the Tampa Bay Bucks, which obviously maybe some people say like he's going to go to a different team, but like he's not going to go to a different team. And like you said, then there's like some questions about it just because his dad has come out and said that nothing is decided yet, and like his son like hasn't completely decided his future or something along those lines. I'm not too sure. I'm sure Dom's probably trying to find the exact wording of it right now. So after this sort of like questioning of it, Rappaport came out again and said, yeah, maybe we like jumped the gun on this and reported it a bit too soon, but at the end of the day, Brady is still gonna retire. It's just that like he wanted to control the news cycle, basically, which is, it seems pretty legit. Like, of course Tom Brady would want to be in control of how this story breaks.
He wants to be holding the ball for this, doesn't he? Yeah.
He wants to be having a press conference. Like, he wants to call an emergency press conference and suddenly
a 2-minute warning press conference. That's what he wants. But yeah, it's really weird. The Instagram of the NFL still has breaking announcement: Tom Brady has retired. It's one of those where you're like, this sounds so true. We talked about the storyline going into this on our previous podcast, which we recommend listening to if you haven't seen the results of this week's NFL. Can't imagine if you haven't, but if you do go that way, fair play. I think I've got a few predictions right, but we'll talk about that on next week's live show. Mm. But Tom Brady retiring, let's delve into this. Mm. What does that mean, April? Because he almost defines the sport in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the last 20 years, I think this was his 22nd or like would have been his 23rd year. It's literally just been 20 years of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
From like when he entered the league, everyone thought, like the story around him when he entered the league in like the 170th pick or something.
Drafted like late. It's about 199th pick, I want to say.
190th, was
it? Yeah, it's one of those stories that just gets embellished, doesn't it?
For him to like play so well, having been like, you know, basically dropped down by every single team to be so low in the draft, yeah, that's like so rare. I mean, obviously, maybe in some ways the draft isn't completely the same as like modern day, but it's only 20 years ago, like all the players were still scouted a lot.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady just to be left, like, and no one thought he was really going to be that good. No one thought he was going to be the starter for the Patriots. So for him to like, you know, have so much faith from Bill Belichick just to go in. And obviously, a lot of Brady's career is tied to Bill Belichick until, you know, the last 2 years. So what do you think this means for Belichick? Like, obviously, he's also getting pretty old. But do you reckon he's, like, happy that finally Tom Brady is, like, not going to be coming up against his teams?
That's an interesting angle. I've not heard that one before, that this idea that what the legacy is obviously intertwined so much between Belichick and Brady. And I was, before this sort of past 2 years, I was firmly in the idea Belichick was the brains behind it all. He's the one who's had success outside of New England, whether that be with the Cleveland Browns, New York Giants, I think the Colts in the 70s, you know, a really important figure in all those winning teams. And then Brady comes along and defines his career. There's no comparison. There's never been a dominant force like this in the NFL of two or three dynasties of excellence.
And let's not forget, this league, this franchise, this whole sport is designed for a cyclical nature that every team wins. And for Tom Brady to be a seven-time Super Bowl champion, let's take that into account. No team has seven Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's mad.
And then he's obviously won six with Belichick, hasn't got one outside of the Belichick-Brady relationship. It's an incredible story. And I think Belichick will be not disappointed, but you sort of want to ride off into the sunset with Brady and Belichick being on the same team. And obviously that could still happen because we're not sure if he's retired. But it's not how I think Belichick thought this whole situation was going to play out. And I think he'll be sort of disappointed in that. But, I mean, after six Super Bowls with the man, he's not going to be too upset. You know what I mean? But one thing I would also talk about is Tom Brady retiring? What does that mean for the Bucks as well?
I did hear something. I think it might have even been Dan Hanses on Around the NFL this morning saying, like, well, the Bucks are going to get the first overall pick of 2023. And I can see that happening. Like, without Tom Brady, they could be really, really bad. A lot of the players also only like went there because of Tom Brady. Yeah. Other players like Gronk, obviously Antonio Brown won't be there. Leonard Fournette, like they're all. There's quite a lot of like fairly old players who sort of went there as like a last chance, last like huzzah with Tom Brady. So they probably will retire or leave and go to other teams and get big money elsewhere. And they have a few good players like, you know, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I'm sure there's like a few stars quite young on defense, but the team was built as like a, this is our only chance. They weren't really building for the future. I think they've traded away like a few of their future picks, not 2023, but like, and not this year either, but like their lower round picks. So just generally they're for today and not for the future. So in the future, they are going to be struggling a little bit, you would suspect. Then again, they could just get another quarterback and plug them in, and there are still two amazing weapons there of Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Like, I have heard quite a few quarterbacks like going around. I mean, potentially Jimmy G is going to be up for trade.
Just after I've been so nice about Jimmy G, he's got to fill in for Tom Brady's.
Do you want to hear my theory?
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, you'd need a lot of like money and trade picks to get Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has not got a Super Bowl. And I know we're saying this an aging team, but if you want that last 1 year contract at Tampa Bay, I mean, Tom Brady's on a 2 year contract, 1 year contract, get a lot of money. This is could be another last throw of the dice. Just, you have no Tampa Bay. I can't wait to see all these Tampa Bay shirts disappear from the streets of Britain.
That is so true.
It's so funny how everyone now starts supporting them after they won. Yeah, yeah.
I think everyone started buying the jersey, just the Brady one. Then everyone had the Brady one. They're like, I'm just going to buy another player. But you're right. I've never seen so many Tampa Bay
jerseys.
That.
It's very funny that. But, okay, obviously this is about Brady. No matter the legacy he leaves behind at the Bucks or with Bill Belichick, we've got to admire the man. Now, obviously, we have not been down the NFL route of praising him as the next Messiah, as seemingly every NFL broadcast does, but we have to admit, what a genius and what a player. Seven Super Bowls, as we mentioned. Only three MVPs, which is very interesting. And I think that sort of suggests another point of Tom Brady's career. He was the one willing to be selfless. And if you look at Aaron Rodgers, a man on a lot of money at Green Bay, one Super Bowl versus seven, where Tom Brady was taking cut after cut after cut with money so he could build that team. And that, I find that very admirable. And even as much as I don't like him, obviously Tom Brady ruined my playoff dreams for so long as a New England Patriot. He is the first all-time passing yards passed and touchdown completionist as well. So he's one of the great throwers of a ball. And that sounds stupid, but as a quarterback, that is your main job. Now, obviously, I'm going to argue Dan Marino's the better thrower of the ball because he made the records 30 years ago. But we're not going to go into that. This is about Tom Brady and how magnificent he is. Let's talk about your favourite Tom Brady moments, April. Surely it's Atlanta Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, that was just like such a moment. But I guess there's been so many like Tom Brady just being consistently good. I guess the mod you were saying, like being a really good passer is the key thing to being a quarterback. That is still true, but there's so many more young quarterbacks who have a lot of skills with their legs as well. Like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, like all the AFC quarterbacks, basically at the moment. They are able to use their legs to extend the plays, to then throw or just to run themselves. Tom Brady, you don't see him going on 30-yard runs like Patrick Mahomes did the other day. You would never see that from Tom Brady, but he had a different skill set that he was still applying to, like, the modern game, and it was still working just as well as it ever has. And I don't know, I feel like for me, the biggest thing with Tom Brady is obviously a lot of his career was, I was going to say before I was born, but before I was like...
Into the NFL.
Yeah, before I was like...
Before NFL April was
not
born.
A child. It was while I was a child, I didn't really know who he was or know about the NFL. So it's kind of hard to judge like the earlier years, but the fact that he's still going, he was still going like so old and putting, I think I said on the last podcast, like, he'd be putting his body through it for another year. And like, he's put his body through this for 20 years and still come out as one of the best players in the league every single year. You said about the MVP thing as well. Like, he is probably in the top three of the MVP votes this year of Aaron Rodgers, Cooper Kupp and Tom Brady. Like, people generally see those three as like very clear top three. So for Tom Brady to be in the top three players of the entire league while he's like age 42, everyone else isn't that good. Like, it's unreal that he's been so good for so long. And yeah, the Patriots being a good team around him is due to other people as well. But he has been consistently good as himself for his entire career. And without him, the Patriots wouldn't have won so much. And if he hadn't have been at the Patriots for his entire career, maybe he would have not won six with the Patriots. But like we've seen this year with the Bucks, you know, things can go up and down and your coaches and drama and other stuff. And obviously there was drama with the Patriots, but I think the marriage of the Patriots and Tom Brady seemed to work so well. And the fact that he did go so late in the draft is kind of a miracle that he got paired with a team that worked so well around him and built a team that was kind of perfect for Tom Brady.
Yeah, and let's just delve into these. This is mad. If we just go through his Super Bowl years, 2002, it's the American fairy tale. So for those who don't know and don't watch America's Game, in 2002, obviously the NFL is very affected by the whole of 9/11. That runs through deep in the sort of American culture of that year. Obviously, Tom Brady being part of the New England Patriots, the blue sort of almost Captain America-esque sort of team, and they obviously hadn't won a Super Bowl by that point. For him to go and win after Drew Bledsoe breaking his leg, it was so poetic for them to go on and win that Super Bowl. And Tom Brady's almost a passenger in that team. That's his first year, and he just does his job, similar to sort of a Matt Stafford-esque style player standard. And then he's gone on to 2004, then 2005, then 2007, goes undefeated in the regular season, and is one game away from being the first 19-0 team, losing to the 2007 New York Giants, then breaks his leg the year after, comes back, and has an amazing few years. And it's mad to think he held back players like Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, who only got one Super Bowl or two.
Yeah, there's been so many other good players, but they haven't had the chance because consistently for the last 20 years, like, you can have a good 2 or 3 year spell. You can have a good 5 year spell, but within 5 years, you might only win one Super Bowl because Tom Brady and the Patriots were always around.
And this is that's the sort of glory first period. That's the sort of Shankly period. And then we go to the Paisley period of 2015, 2017, and 2019, and then 2021. That is, out of the last, 7 years, he's won 4 Super Bowls. That also obviously different teams, one with the Bucks against Patrick Mahomes, who is going to be a sensational player. And there's just so many quarterbacks he's subdued, made them, like, if Aaron Rodgers were playing 20 years earlier, he'd have 3-4 Super Bowls. And to think he's held back so many great talents just is a true demonstration of how brilliant Tom Brady is. I was going to talk about my favourite memory of Tom Brady. This is my most frustrating one, is actually against the Jets. And it's a completely forgettable game this year where the Jets were dominating that game against the Bucks. Obviously, that's the game where Antonio Brown sort of does a sort of free-for-all. And in the midst of chaos, you're losing to your, not rival, but a team that's awful. Everything's going against you, and Tom Brady is this beacon of calm and presence. And I think if you're looking for the ideal great sportsman, they can truly perform at their highest level, can be professional, no matter if it's the greatest or the worst. And obviously this is against the worst, but he came back and did one of the great comebacks of this year. And he's 41 or 44 or however old he is. I don't know.
He defies age at this point.
He defies age. He's going grey with grace. But yeah, he's a fantastic player. And as a Dolphins fan, when we beat Brady, it wasn't beating New England, it was beating Brady. And I think that says a lot about how staff we've been of success in Miami, but also how much Tom Brady symbolises success and the amount of work he puts into his diet, his routines. He makes Ronaldo look lazy, it's fair to say. And I think he will go down as one of the greatest sportsmen of all time. We were saying this off air to some other members of sport, and they were saying, oh, but it's only the NFL. But the NFL, again, is designed for new teams to win. And for someone to dominate for 22 years and break all the records and be so it'd be such an underdog story, to the point where he's no longer the underdog, he's the, I don't want to say overdog, but he's, everyone's bored of him winning. It says it all. And to be so consistent for such a long time, as sport has completely changed from 2002 to 2022 in fitness and all that, and for him to stay modern, to stay up to date, it's a testament to his character. And I'm going to say this once on air: congratulations on a fantastic career, Tom Brady. I'm sure he's listening, but him and Giselle are listening to this in the car. Keep it your end, Tom. Keep it your end.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously completely agree. Tom Brady is absolutely one of the best sportsmen ever. And, you know, the whole 20-year stretch is just unbelievable. But even if you take, like, the 2007, is it, year?
Yeah, yeah.
The 2007 year, just as a standalone 1 year, he was probably one of the greatest sportsmen of that year. The most recent, you know, 2020 year, again, because he'd gone to a new team and because of, like, the way he had to like build a whole new team and get all the players to come together, and they played all their playoff games away from home. Like, there's been so many sort of moments that you could say he was so exceptional in the moment, as well as looking at the overall picture and saying he's been exceptional overall. Yeah, you did bring up Giselle there. Obviously, like, Tom Brady probably does need to retire.
He's winning off the pitch as well.
He does probably need to retire and go spend some time with his family. The poor children are probably about 15 and have never seen their father.
You know what's the bad thing? I've heard he's a really good dad.
He probably is.
And apparently he's like really good at the school. Like, apparently him and Giselle do like yoga classes for the teachers, go to the sports days. So not only is he one of the great athletes and married to one of the most beautiful women on the planet, he's also a nice guy. And it's just not fair. He's got more rings than he can literally put on one hand, which is super awesome. He's just an incredible sportsman. And I think this also is the end of an era for a certain type of quarterback. Your Roethlisbergers, your Breezes, your Bradys. Obviously, Brady's a different class. He's one of the greatest game managers of all time. But we're now looking at Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. And these are different breeds. We're not going to say Joe Burrow just yet. But obviously that one's a little sore here at the Kansas City Central over on the other side there. We'll talk a bit more about the Super Bowl. We're going to have a rookie guide as well as a full Super Bowl preview on the 10th of February, our Thursday live show. So that's not this Thursday, the one after. But yeah, Tom Brady has retired. But has he? We could look like idiots.
He has. Tom, we don't need to worry. He has retired. But yes, we'll be back with the live show on the 10th of February. Yeah, really, I am actually excited about Super Bowl. I have been obviously very sad that the Chiefs are out. But I can sort of see that, like, you know, we've had obviously a lot of success and we still had a chance in that game. That was like, I was just glad we had a chance and like hadn't completely crumbled in sort of like a 28-3 kind of way to bring up a Tom Brady game. You know, Tom Brady has so many iconic moments that you could just bring up as well. Yeah, just an overall hero of the sport. Obviously, he would have wanted to go out by getting to the Super Bowl. We spoke about this before. He would have wanted to go out winning the Super Bowl, but he hasn't, and that doesn't taint his record at all. Like, he's had so much success through all the regular seasons, through all the postseasons, through all the Super Bowls. Overall, amazing player, and yeah, so many highlights. I'm sure there'll be some good highlight packages put together.
Oh, because we're not going to get enough of them. Oh,
Dom's life will be constantly reminded.
It's just
going to
be like him beating up on like the 2007 Dolphins, the 2008 Dolphins, and it's just, I'm not looking forward to that. But like I said, a fantastic career. And I'm so glad he retired when he did. Just hear me out, because everyone's focusing on the Super Bowl. It's not going to be too Tom Brady-centric till after the Super Bowl. So we've just got to hold on.
Yeah, it's also some news that we can talk about, that everyone can talk about, rather than just speaking about the two teams, Bengals and Rams, for the next 14 days. It sometimes gets a bit, like, you know, boring, repetitive.
It's never good when you know the punter's first name, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But yeah, until the 10th of February, keep it URN.